Welcome to Otaku American. This is Mikey Fresh here. In today's installment of Otaku American, I'm recording this now. It's being posted on the 10th, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, I want to talk about a couple things in regards to something going on with the PS5, a new game got played on Steam, and a sequel to a cartoon that came out a while ago that hopefully becomes a series. So if you're interested in any of these things, stay tuned. So let me start with the series that a lot of people, back in the day, there was a series called Ed, Edd, and Eddy, and it came out on Nickelodeon. It was a show I remember watching when I was, not when I was a kid, because I mean I was a grown adult by the time this show came out. I believe I was a grown adult by the time this show came out, but I thought it was a pretty good show. Ed, Edd, and Eddy came out. When did this show come out? They came out in the early 2000s. I'm almost positive it came out in the early 2000s. Oh, correction. The original run was, it was early 2000s. The original run was 1999, and it kept going until 2009. The last episode came out in 2009. So, basically it revolved around three kids, both named Ed, just spelled slightly differently. One was the traditional E-D, the other one was E-D-D, and the other one was E-D-D-Y. So, they lived on, like, I believe a cul-de-sac, and there was a whole bunch of stuff that would go on, and crazy stuff would happen. And you had, it came on Nickelodeon. So, But it was you know, those three kids, and their personalities were, you know, vastly different from each other. Double D, or the one who spelled E-D-D, Double D-S, he was also known. He was more of an inventor, a neat Greek. He was pretty intelligent. E-D-D-Y, Eddie, was more of the goofball, and Ed, E-D, was more like the mastermind, you could say. You had all kinds of different characters and stuff like that. So, and a lot of hijinks and different things that would go on. The show was actually, I thought the show was pretty good, but the show ended in 2009. So, there was never any, like, you know, with Rugrats and Doug and all these other shows, they always had, like, what happened when they got older and this kind of stuff. So I come across a web series. I think it's done by a couple of the people who made the original show, in which it was they made a sequel, an unofficial sequel to Ed. Maybe it's a fan. I don't know if it's a fan, but it sounds like the actors and actresses who are playing the characters' voices sound pretty close to the original people who did the show. So, but it's unofficial. But it's called Peach Creek. Peach as in peaches, peaches and cream, and Creek as in like Dawson's Creek. And Peach Creek takes place in the same neighborhood, basically, except I believe they're seniors in high school. So it's a time skip. I don't know, maybe like anywhere between 8 to 10 years. Yeah, it's probably like 10 years. Because if they were like 8 or 9, then yeah, they're like more like seniors in high school now. So, and it has like a darker, not like edgier kind of feel to it. But it's not like, you know, edgy, like they're all taking like, they're like doing heroin and stuff like that. But no, it's more or less like, you know, kind of like how open and go lucky and free, and you're willing to do all kinds of stuff when you're a kid. And then when you become a high schooler, especially when you're a senior in high school, you realize this is like you're about to become a real, like an adult. Some people are going to be adults. Everyone's going to be an adult, but it's going to be, you're going to be more like an adult, whereas you're going to have to start doing stuff for yourself. So the two, the eds are now, they're working, all of them are in a junkyard working on a band. And, you know, they're talking about like Johnny, and I believe Johnny had the plank, and talking about how Johnny doesn't have the plank anymore and all kinds of stuff. You know, everybody, like for the most part, from what I saw in the episode, I think the episode was like 20 minutes. From what I saw in the episode, it looked like there was like most of the people who were in the neighborhood don't really talk to the Eds anymore. So it's more like Eds are by themselves, and they don't really like the show starts kind of with like Double D, and you don't see a lot of people talking to Double D on a regular basis. And I don't know what the falling out was, but something happened. So, but there's, you know, the show, I thought the show was pretty good, the first episode at least. Hopefully it becomes a series and we kind of find out what kind of falling out or what happened with everybody else in the neighborhood and that kind of thing. So, but from what I saw, like, you can see it on YouTube and it's free. So it's an unofficial sequel, and it's called Peach Creek. So check that out. So for those of you who are out here and are PlayStation 5 fans, or people who own PlayStation 5s, there has been a little thing going on where there's a USB port problem with the PS5, in which in the PS5 part itself, the space that actually goes into a USB type A, that blue space is coming when you unplug your USB A plug out of the PS5. The blue that's in your PS5 is coming out with the plug that you're unplugging. And they've noticed this because it was a situation in which Sony bought the rights. I remember Soapbox J mentioned this before. Sony bought the rights to EVO tournament. It's a tournament, and it's a gaming, esports gaming space for just fighting games. And with Sony buying the event, they're the only system that's allowed to be used during EVO are PS5s. So now you got people with, like, you've heard Soapbox talk about this a bunch of times. He has an arcade, he has like an arcade stick or something like that, because he's a big fighting games guy. And he plugs up into the arcade, into the console. In order to use these arcade fighting sticks, you have to use it. It usually uses a USB type A plug. So they've been plugging it in. They've been running these systems nonstop, playing these fighting games. Obviously, the game gets a little hot when they go to unplug. The blue part that's in the system comes out with the plug itself. So from what it turns out, it looks like you could take, like, people were able to take the blue piece out of the plug itself. So it's not like you can't use the controller anymore. The problem though is you can't plug the controller into that PS5 anymore. So I don't know if it's a situation, because, you know, most of us who have PS5 have the PS5s that they got 2-3 years ago. So I don't know if this is something they're gonna fix, or if this, because for the most part you would never know this would happen, because most of the time, like for me personally, most of the stuff when I use my PS5, I usually have it wirelessly, so I'm never plugging anything into it. And then when I do plug in something into it, it's just I'm plugging it in, charging up the controller, and then keep it moving. But I don't plug it into the console itself. I usually plug it into another device and have it charge. So it's really only people who plug peripherals into their PS5s and run the peripheral on their PS5 like nonstop to the point where it's getting hot. So How many people is this going to really affect? I don't know. Is this a problem? I would say yeah, because I don't know if it's a situation in which, because there are sensors in that USB port in order for it to know that something's there. So if that whole chunk is coming out, those sensors could either be A, disabled so you can't use the port, or B, the console will always think something's there, and that could mess up the console that way. So I don't know what Sony's going to do in regards to it. Why they're using USB type A's anyway, I don't know. To me, it seems like it'd just be easy to use a USB type C and plug and use only USB type C plugs on the console. But like the Xbox Series X, they both have USB type A's. They're 3.0 USB type A's, but they're still USB type A's. So I don't know what they're going to do with that, but we'll definitely keep you updated on that one. So for the last part of this show, I want to talk a little bit about a Steam game that I started playing, and it's called Thronefall. Thronefall is it's really a minimalist kind of game. Basically, you are a king on a horseback on a map in which you're creating your own kingdom, and you are fighting. It's like a tower defense also, because you're creating your own kingdom, and when day turns to night, which you would have to control yourself, you can like hold the A button and or the space bar, and it will convert it to night. And then when it's nighttime, you're going through waves of enemies coming in to try to destroy your kingdom. So I think the game is pretty good for right now. The only issues, I have some issues with the game, only the fact that you don't really get to pick where you want to put everything. Like, they have certain spots in the on the maps in which this is where you're going, your city center is going to be. These are where you're going to put your homes. These are where you're going to have your farms. This is where you're going to have your barracks and that kind of thing. And then this is where so it's more or less a tower defense kind of game that has city building aspects to it. And then you can upgrade the things that the parts of your city. And every time when it goes from day to night, you earn coins that you use those same coins to upgrade and build things in your city, in your kingdom. So the game is only, I think it's like under $10. I believe as of right now, August 8th. As of right now, August 8th is when I'm recording this, but August 10th when it's released, when the show is released, it's like maybe $6.50, $7 to get this game. So as a under sub $10 game, I think it's a pretty good game. I did find myself playing it a lot. As a city builder fan, I felt I was a little, you know, put off. If it was a situation in which it had points on the map that you can build stuff, because from what I'm playing, because it's still early access, most people who, you know, if you're familiar with Steam games, a lot of early access stuff comes on there. But it has points on the map, but it's for specific things. If those points can be converted and you can make them into whatever you want, like if you didn't want to put your city center here, you could move it into a different point. I think that would be cool. But as it is right now, for under $10, I think it's a pretty good game. Like I said, the name of the game is Thronefall. So check that out on Steam. I don't think it's available on anything else, really. I mean, it's probably available on regular PC, like app stores and stuff like that. But other than that, that's pretty much all I got for that. But as of when this show is released, which will probably be in a couple days, Overwatch 2, the PvE missions are supposed to start coming out by then. By the time you start listening to this show, that should already be out. So we'll probably talk about that next week. tomorrow, well, this past, not tomorrow, I'm sorry, but this past Wednesday, look out for that, well, any Wednesday for that matter, look out for Robot Wednesdays. So, this past episode, you heard Soapbox J and myself talk about Armored Core, Exoprimal, and a couple of other things. So, I think it's the Transforming Robot, Grimlock was available on that show too. So, but other than that, I don't really have anything else. Stay tuned for the next episode and check out, we have our, we live stream now on YouTube. You just go to Otaku American Podcast on YouTube. We're live streaming on that. If you, if you're in the New York tri-state area and you need to find a group, an anime group, the anime group of Anime Secret Society, I'm actually a member of. It's a cool group with a lot of cool people in it. They do a lot of different things, watch anime, virtual watch anime, go to anime conventions, do board game stuff, and all kinds of stuff. They do a lot of different things. And the age range, I think, is from like 18 to like how the old you want to be. So it's a cool, it's a cool group. There's a lot of cool people in it. But like I said, if you're in that area, if you're in New York tri-state area, that's a good group to check out. And yeah, that's it for now. So as always, full otaku by otaku. Thanks for listening, guys, and peace.